Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee. It is Wednesday, August 1st, and we are called to order at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time. Madam Secretary, Teresa Allen, could you kindly call the roll?
Hi. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune? Don't hear you, Wesley. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Thank you, Nia. Kathy Davis? Thank you, Kathy. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you, Lydia. Ali Lexia is excused. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you, Marcel. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Present.
Thank you, Afia. Tracy Rosenberg? I don't hear Tracy. Has Wesley Bethune come on the line? No. We have seven matters here.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I will read the draft. First is called to order and roll. Okay, Wesley, we know that you're here. Call to order, 1 minute. Approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Approval of minutes, 10 minutes. Number four, old business. A, timeline and logistics. Job searches. Job searches for B and CFO, 15 minutes. For B, job description for executive director and chief financial officer, 30 minutes. For C, approval of general manager's search process, 10 minutes. Five, set next meeting date, item, 10 minutes. And seven, adjourn to executive session. That's the proposed agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none.
Madam,
could someone
Madam,
please move to...
Okay, just bear with me 1 minute here. Okay, I have seen it. Now, in regard to the minutes, my sincerest apologies. Of course, I could not do the minutes for the executive session because I did not have a copy of it. I have done the minutes for the June 26th meeting except for the action items. Now, the action items are in the minutes. I have written down when people offered to do things. If you like, I can send them now, and we could approve them at the end of the meeting with people having time to read them. And we did not approve, I noticed at the June 26th meeting, we did not approve the May 23rd minutes that I sent out. So maybe the body has the suggestions to how you want to handle this.
You put them both in one document and resend them, then at the next meeting, approve them, Teresa, because I won't have time to check the veracity of what you have. You know what I mean? So just send them out, and the next time we will be sure to do them. Because
The May 23rd meeting, I sent them out right away. So you had, we should
some background noise. I don't know who's recording on this is close to something. If there's a lot of background noise that I can hardly hear, Teresa.
Okay. I sent out the May 23rd minute immediately after the meeting. There was an executive session and an open session.
Yes, you're right, Teresa. Yes. It seemed like it's been so long.
Yeah,
so what I would suggest
out
is
on the 23rd.
Okay. I would suggest that I read those and those are fine. I would like to move approval of those tonight, right now rather, and then the June and tonight, the June and the July, we can do June, July, and tonight we can do at the next meeting. Is that okay with everyone?
I will move that.
Okay. Any objection to that?
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I wasn't at the last meeting, so I'll abstain.
But you were at the May meeting. Are you abstaining on the May? We're only approving the May 23rd minutes.
Oh, not the last meeting?
No. She's going to finish up those sets, and we'll have them at our next meeting.
Okay.
Are you withdrawing that?
I misunderstood.
But are you withdrawing?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. So going once, twice, no.
Madam Chair, I would like to be clear on what we are approving right now.
Just the May 23rd.
Okay, are we approving the open and closed sessions at the same? Oh, we're just approving the open session right now.
Correct, because we're only in open session.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, and then I move that we postpone approval of the July minutes, the June 26th minutes, the July minutes, and the August 1st minutes until our next open session meeting.
That is correct.
Okay, and there's no objection to that?
I didn't hear any.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we just putting that on the agenda? So we're. I'm sorry. So okay, that's fine. Then there was an objection. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Because we are at the minute, so we don't have to be so strict. That's
fine. I got confused.
Okay, so we're on to four, which is old business, which is the timeline and logistics for job searches. As I sent shuffling of paper, it's my shuffling of paper because I printed large copies a little bit easier on my eye, the screen. So for those of you who are at your computers, I sent that out this morning, something Eastern time. Does everybody have that? Timeline and logistics for job searches.
I do.
Madam Chair, are you talking about the ones that we approved at the June 26th meeting?
Yes. What I did was, if you'll see, I integrated the ED and the CFO, but it would be easier for us to see exactly what we're looking at. Based on conversations from the last meeting. So I think Marcel voiced that, so I have integrated them here. And then there's the process. I printed mine.
All the characters that share this brightly lit summer set.
Process. Okay. Draft process, resumes, and interviews. Could someone please mute?
Hi, sorry to interrupt, but Carolyn Burden here. I'm on the call, just sitting in. Thank you.
Okay, welcome, Carolyn. All righty. So let's go. It says draft process for resumes and interviews. The first, I might need a little help reading tonight, okay? Who's by a computer that could help me?
If he is by a computer.
Alrighty.
I'm by a computer, but
point of information, Nina?
Yes?
Do you need someone to read the timeline?
The timeline? Okay, sure. I can read it. This we approved, Kathy, at the meeting where you were at. This is what was approved.
Are you talking about the integrated, Madam Chair, timeline?
Yes. Would you like to read it, Andrea?
Okay.
Sure.
August the 9th, PMB meeting, approval of job description, timeline, process. Both August the 13th, post ads. For September the 13th, PMB meeting. September 14th, applications closed. CFO, September the 25th, committee selects top 10 candidates. For the ED, September the 26th, committee selects top 10 candidates. For September the 27th, PMB meeting, CFO, October the 3rd through the 9th, preliminary candidate and interviews. CFO for October the 9th, committee recommends top five candidates to PMB. ED will be October the 10th through the 17th, preliminary candidate interviews. October the 11th, PMB meeting. CFO, October the 16th through the 24th, final candidate interviews with PNB. For the ED, October the 24th, the committee recommends top five candidates to PMB. For October the 25th, PMB meeting, ED, October the 30th through November 7th, final candidate interviews with PMB. November the 8th, PMB meeting, CFO, November 9th, deadline to vote through Christine. For the ED, November 16th, deadline to vote through Christine. November 17th through the 24th is Thanksgiving weekend. CFO, December the 3rd through the 17th, transition with outgoing CFO and incoming ED. ED, December the 10th through the 31st, transition with outgoing ED and CFO.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
And, you're welcome.
Yeah, the PNB meetings and Thanksgiving were just put in there just for us in order to keep ourselves organized. Thanks so much. Now we go to the draft process for the resumes and interviews. And I can read those.
Point of introduction.
Yes.
I'm a little bit confused. Did the PNB create a search committee?
No.
We should.
So doesn't the PNB have to create a search committee?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I mean, you know, we have precedents in the past. I think the last time the search was the personnel committee when it was raised at the PMB, and I think we were in executive session, no one objected. But there wasn't a formal motion, but no one objected. And in terms of, like, what's on our agenda tonight, the job description, that was already on our agenda for personnel committee from before. I think it would be prudent to go ahead and include the timeline. Certainly we don't have to, but if there's an objection, that can be made at the PMB meeting, for one thing. But in the past, the last evaluation, as I recall from what I've been told, was just the personnel committee served as the search committee. When I was previously on the board, it was the search committee and adding a couple of people to the committee. And so I don't know of any time on the PMB search. LSB is a whole different matter. I don't recall any time on a PMB search where that has differed, but which someone can propose it at the PMB level, but we're in committee right now. So
I understand, but I remember at the last PNB meeting, there was some consternation about a committee elevating itself to an executive committee and functioning on behalf of the board without approval of the board. And I would object to this committee doing that as well.
And this is Lydia.
Okay. Just
I have one more thing to add to the formation of committee.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this committee cannot form a new committee. That would be the PMB. So we can't self-form. I mean, we are the personnel committee. There's nothing outrageous about doing a search. You can certainly object at next week's PMB committee, PMB meeting, and halt the whole process. That's up to any member. But that can't be part of an agenda of this committee. You can move to postpone maybe the timeline or something like that. It doesn't keep it from existing, but we can do that, and we can proceed with the job descriptions, which is already our charge.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. Very well articulated.
I'd like to postpone this timeline in this process until it becomes endorsed by the PMB.
Point of information.
I don't feel that this committee should be acting as an executive committee of the PMB without its approval.
Point of information.
Go ahead. Who's that? Athea, is that you?
Athea, for a point of information. My understanding is that this committee has already approved the timeline?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't understand.
That's right.
Okay, so I don't understand what the question is at this point.
Okay. It's really not, but to answer your question, yes. So we can't go and reapprove the timeline. We'll just proceed according to the agenda. And like Lydia said, any director has a right to do what he or she wants to do next Thursday at the meeting. I will go on to reading the process. Number one, resumes submitted to HR firm, logged and submitted as received to committee chair and to board secretary for distribution to the PNB. Number two, initial review of resumes and selection by committee of 10 most qualified persons for each position. Qualification criteria will be the job description. Number three, committee conducts preliminary interviews for top 10 candidates for position. Number four, committee recommends 5 top candidates for PNB interviews. Number five, PNB votes using SDV via ballot sent to Christine at the national office. Additional details, any director may listen in on interviews. Any director may submit questions to be considered for use during interviews by, and I wrote X date, but the deadline needs to be 7 days before start of interviews. I'll take a stack on the draft process. Who would like to speak to this item? No one? Sounds logical.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Who would like to speak to the draft? I'll take a stack.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
This is already a timeline we approved. You just filled it out and consolidated them, right, from the previous meeting?
I did the timeline, but the actual process in terms of how the resumes will be received by whom, that is separate from the timeline. So I like to keep And that's what this is. Yes, thanks, yes. Is there anyone else who would like to
And this? So within that context, that was what our previous HR director, at least when I was last on the board, approved a very similar process, so that seems reasonable. And again, just reminding everyone, this committee is only advisory, and that's all we're here for, is to do the grunt work and recommend this. But since we have such a short period of time in terms of the timeline that we've been given, and to go into a search for two positions, it's a gargantuan task. So this is remarkable for putting this together, and those are the key elements. So I think that's a very good start.
Is there any other? Do we have any other comments? Okay. Could someone please move to approve the draft process?
So moved. This is Andrea.
Okay. Is there any objection? Mosquitoes just bit me. Sorry. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none. No objections. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
The next item is
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
Okay. I'm sorry. When you started reading, somebody was trying to get your attention, Lydia. I get the impression that Kathy has an objection to that timeline, but I don't know whether she left the call or
Well, this is Tracy, and I'm joining the call, and I'll have an objection.
Okay. Teresa, you and Kathy, the timeline has already been approved. That's what Lydia articulated. That has been approved. So we can't go back tonight to do that.
We approved at the June meeting, which I was not on, but I did the minutes of. You approved general timelines. Now you've put in specific dates, correct?
No, timelines.
Based on our discussion.
Yes, that's okay. I just want to make sure.
Specific dates, Teresa. Even if they're TBD dates, they have to have dates.
Yes.
So that,
when you were started reading it, someone was trying to say something to you, and you...
I heard you. That was Kathy, and Kathy was answered. The timeline has been approved when both of you were missing.
Yeah.
Let's go back there to do that now. We moved on. If you object to the timeline, like Lydia said, at the PNB meeting, then, you know, then you guys are free to vote for it. But we have this discussion tonight. That meeting already passed. I did this so people would have an organized method of looking at the entire process.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, are you speaking of some timeline that was approved on the 25th? At the personnel meeting on the 25th that I missed?
Yes.
Yeah, last week.
I get it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hold on. Is there any objection to what was just read? I think Lydia and Andrea seconded. There's no objection.
There's no objection.
What's going on here?
Okay. Teresa, please call the roll.
Okay, but I'm not quite sure of one thing before I call the roll. This is approval of a timeline which was already approved on the 25th.
We're talking about the draft now.
The draft of what?
The process.
The draft of the process.
Okay. That's
okay.
The process.
Of process.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to make a topic.
Teresa, I just went straight to the item. If you look at your computer, you'll see it. And in there, I'm taking them piece by piece. So that's one piece. Now, that is going to the advertising location that Ali sent to me, and I think Lydia might have added attribution. So let me just read this, and then maybe it'll be clearer to people. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. The draft. The Pacifica Foundation, the country's oldest public radio network, is seeking an executive director and a chief financial officer. We're particularly interested in candidates who possess a vision for development, significant successes with fundraising, and experience with diverse audiences and staff. A more precise job description can be found at, and I gave the URL, www.pacifica.org. Women, people of color, differently abled people, and members of underrepresented groups are encouraged to apply. Please send cover letter, resume, and a writing sample of approximately 500 words for the ED position. It would be on the importance of independent media, and for the CFO on nonprofits maintaining fiscal integrity in difficult times. Space, applicable job title, and in quotes, Pacifica Executive Director or Pacifica CFO. In the subject line, an address and email too, and that is yet to be determined. And then I had the advertising location, Astra, SAG, All Access Asian American Journalists Association, California Chicana News Media Alliance, TV, Jobline, Current.org, Current Newspaper, Grassroots Region Discussion Listserv, Idealist.org, Indeed.com, JournalismJobs.com, Los Angeles Times Newspaper, and CareerBuilder.com, Native American Journalists Association, National Association of Black Journalists, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, National Federation of Community Broadcasters, the Pacific Listserv, Inc., Radio and Television Business Report, South Asian Journalists Association, Southern California Broadcasters Association, colleges and universities, especially those with journalism programs, including regional schools like UCLA, USC, Cal State, Northridge, and Long Beach. That's LA-specific, right? You West Coasters. Pacifica websites, Facebook pages, Twitter feed, and newsletters. So that's what the that was the whole little package there that I sent to you folks. Okay? Any discussion? We can always add to this list, you know, later on for the advertising locations. That's why I put that it's not complete. I just took what Ali gave me and what Lydia gave me. Who would like to address this? I'll take a stack.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think I only added idealist.org, and I tossed this as a phone.
Okay.
The question that we previously had to deal with is whether we're going to be using headhunters or, you know, search firms and so forth, and if so, are we going to create a budget for it? So whether we deal with it here or whoever deals with it, let's not lose sight of that. If we can include it as a note in the minutes, I like it included as an item that we shouldn't forget, because that has to be decided early on and with a budget. Thanks.
Okay. Budget. So that's a motion, Lydia? Lydia moves for the next
No. I just want that as a note in the minutes, not to be considered tonight.
Do you have that, Teresa? For the searches?
Okay. Is this a motion by Lydia?
No, it's not a motion. It's just, I'm just asking
noted.
That it be noted in the minutes so we don't forget it, that it's an item to be considered at some point. The reason I'm not making it a motion right now is because I think it would be best served if we do it when we have thought out.
All right, note in the minutes. What do you want put noted in the minutes?
That we consider whether or not to use search firms.
Okay.
For these positions.
And if so,
it must obviously include a budget for it to be approved by the PMB.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very good idea. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions, comments about that? There was no objection to that. Okay. Now, we get to the next item on the agenda. Yes. The job descriptions for the ED and CFO. And that's 30 minutes. Let me just set my little clock here. Now, this is something when Bell and Afia were co-chairs in 2010 that they wanted to do and just never, and just did not allow them to do that. So this is, and this has been on our agenda. It's been on here for a couple of agendas. Okay. So can we get, let's do the E first. Everyone has the ED description?
I'm sorry. Somebody must be doing dishes.
I'm switching phones. I just got home.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
No objection to the process, correct?
No.
There was no objection.
Right.
No. Right. Moving forward.
Okay. So let's get the ED, the job description. Instead, I have, like I said, I have a hard copy that's printed, which is a little bit easier for me right now. I bolded. The old job description is there. The bolded parts are parts that I think should be, there were grammatical errors, there should be some additions, some deletions, and that's what's there. And at the top, I have a note that says, the top three paragraphs have been assigned Roman numerals rather than Arabic numbers, so each of the following paragraphs, verse 4 through 31, bears a number that is three less than its position in the old job description. For example, old paragraph 5 is the new paragraph 2, old paragraph 6, paragraph 3, etc. You read it, you'll see what I mean. And it says, Pacifica Foundation's job description for executive director. Title, executive director, as regular full-time site national radio, benefits, medical, dental, life, disability, completion of introductory status. I didn't suggest too many changes. Okay. So the first Roman numeral, where it says position reports to, and I'm doing my own edit now because it was a little late when I was doing this, so please forgive me for that. It says the executive director, I should have put in parentheses there, ED, is selected, supervised, and discharged by, and reports to the collective body of the Pacifica National Board of Directors, PNB. That's just a small edit for that one.
I'm confused. Are you asking for an approval of an edit just right now?
Yeah. Do you want to take them one by one? That's a good idea.
If you're going to edit, you need to make sure you tell me where we are.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Rule one, where it says position reports.
We're looking in the PAC executive search process?
No. This is the Pacifica Foundation's job description executive director.
ED job description with edits in bold? Is that what you're saying? That one? Okay.
In essence, yes.
Okay.
So do you see where you see Roman numeral one, position?
Position reports to, okay.
You see where I have the executive director? I forgot to put in parentheses ED. So that would be bolded. What I'll do, Teresa, when I'm done, I will send a clean copy to everyone. I'll just... editing myself as I go along. Do you have that?
Well, I'm looking at the at your document, and I am editing it into the minutes right now. Whoops, just put it onto the executive session. I'm putting it on there, and I think that if you make changes, that we all need to make sure we're on the same page and we approve of any of these changes as we go. Because as you said, you're just looking at it yourself. So I want to just make sure we're all on the same page.
The 1 o'clock in the morning, forgive me.
I do.
Is there any objection to that?
What
is Lydia?
Tell me again, what is that? So under Roman numeral one, you want what?
Right after where it says the executive director, in parentheses, that's where ED should have gone, in parentheses.
Okay, got it, okay.
Lydia, you had a question?
No, I just thought that it is a good idea to, for every change to make a note of approval.
Yes, that's what she said. So there was no objection.
So this is Roman numeral one after the executive director and then parens ED. Okay.
Yes.
And then so I'm saying... If we get consensus after every single little piece, it would be useful.
Right. That's exactly what Teresa said, and I agree. So is there any objection?
Under the first Roman numeral, I'm just putting approve without objection if you ask that question.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Roman numeral two, definition. There, strike... the executive director, those three words, and just put ED.
Or just the ED.
Yes. Describe executive director.
Mm-hmm.
Is the president of the Pacifica Foundation, general manager, chief executive officer, and that's all good, chief financial administrator, responsible for management activities of the
including
this
hiring.
Is
Lydia.
No, you, yeah, this is under, you don't have financial manager. You just said chief administrator.
Chief administrator.
Mm-hmm.
Responsible for management activities of the foundation, including hiring of station managers of the five mm-hmm. sister stations, right, and bolded. That's a change that I would like to suggest, if it's okay with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's already bolded, pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Lydia, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay. So backing up, it's too many changes at once for me. But anyway, you're striking the executive director and just leaving ED?
Right. Because
okay, I would object to that, especially with the definition. I think there are parts where ED is sufficient, and there should be a period. I would recommend, instead of it saying ED, it should have a period after the E and a period after the D, capital D. But that's not a good place to abbreviate, because it's the very definition. So I would object to that, actually. I don't mind it being in parens after that, but again, with periods, and I think it should remain the executive director as the president.
I take it that the chair is trying to say something like hereafter referred to as ED, something like that. Is that what you're trying to do?
Right.
Yes, and I think that I would prefer that kind of wording. This is a very formal document, in my opinion, and it ends up being a very legal document. Especially, anyway.
That to me is formal, but if that's what you guys want, that's fine.
That I could go for, but in definition, I think it should be the executive director, and hereafter, you know, Teresa's language about EG.
Well,
oh, no. But that's already implied in number one. You don't have to state it once you have it. You don't need to state it.
Okay. Here's my recommendation. Because as I said, I was driving before, so looking at it, I would say, which I didn't catch before, but that's because in the draft that I have, you didn't have ED in number one. And I think you should just leave it the way you had it in the draft you sent it, which just said the executive director is selected, supervised, and discharged, et cetera. And I think in number two, it can say the executive director hereafter referred to as ED, the president. That's where I think it belongs. It's too early in the first sentence to do that, because it needs to be spelled out in the definition.
Is everybody okay with that? I mean,
I agree with Lydia. I think better to be to risk redundancy for clarity than
okay.
Apparent confusion.
Okay. I heard that too.
Okay, so leave what I had there. So the only change in Roman numeral 2 then would be adding pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws. Okay, Teresa, I know you're probably totally confused. But
well,
in definition
I thought people were saying that in item Roman numeral 2, right after executive director, they want in parentheses hereafter referred to as ED.
That's correct. That was my amendment.
Okay.
I wrote to see. Yes, that's all.
And Lydia, are you saying that it should be E period, D period? You think that's significant?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Oh, I see, because then we do CFO. I don't know. The committee can decide.
I mean, I have never
seen PMB without periods also, so I guess ED is fine.
No, ED is fine. It's not E period, D period.
Yeah, just do it ED without periods to be consistent, because I see all these others without.
Okay. Well, so, Teresa, do you have it? The executive director, in Roman numeral 2 definition, the executive director, hereinafter.
Hereafter referred to as parentheses, ED, end parentheses, not parentheses, quotation.
Right.
And then end parentheses.
No. Not quotations, in parentheses, not quotation.
No. Parentheses, and then within the parentheses have the quotations of ED.
I would say the executive director space hereafter, then parentheses, hereafter referred to as, quote, ED, end quote, in parentheses.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Are you? Okay, and then you added, you also in that paragraph bolded ADA.
Okay, so we're accepting pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws. There's no controversy about that, right?
Well, this is Lydia. I do have a question.
Yes.
Is there some reason that is being highlighted as pursuant to the bylaws? There are other things in the job description pursuant to the bylaws. Is there some?
She's showing what she's adding.
Rationale?
And it's responsible for management activities found, including hiring with station managers of the five sister stations pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws. I just thought that should be noted there.
You thought it should be what?
I thought that it should be noted.
Yeah, but you're talking about why are you highlighting it, and you said you were only highlighting to show that you've added. That's all.
Right.
This is Teresa for the staff.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Teresa?
Well, I don't mind adding pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, but I'm not quite sure that it belongs right there. It might be something like the executive director hereafter referred to as ED is the president of the Pacifica Foundation, general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator, and is responsible for management activities of the foundation, comma, pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, comma, including da-da-da-da.
Yeah, because then this is Lydia.
The hiring of the station managers is not the only thing that's pursuant to the bylaws.
Right. That was my point. And then there's bylaws after board policies and bylaws again, so it's redundant. It's much better if you say, you know, like all the following things are within the context of the bylaws, so pursuant to the bylaws, so put it earlier, and then it does the same thing, but without the redundancy later.
Do we want to just take that out altogether?
No. I mean, it doesn't hurt to put it in, but it just needs to be moved up a little bit higher. The way that Teresa read it, I thought was effective.
Could you read it again, Teresa?
Well, now I'm seeing the other bylaws there, but we'll have to think about that. The executive director, hereafter referred to as ED, is the president of the Pacifica Foundation, comma, general manager, comma, chief executive officer, comma, and chief administrator, comma, and is responsible for management activities of the foundation, comma, pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, comma, including the national staff, including the hiring of station managers of the five sister stations and national staff, with the exception of the chief financial officer.
Okay. Let's just all decide by consensus here. Is that okay, just so we can move on? Because we have quite a bit of territory to cover here, and I sent this out. I know it was late, but is that okay with everybody?
Please.
Do you want a comma in front of it from where I have? Is responsible for management activities of the foundation pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, comma, including.
Right.
Is that how you want
it? Yes.
Okay. got it.
And is there, okay, and how about ADA? Is there a big discussion about that? There shouldn't be, right? I hope. CPB, FCC, and ADA? Okay. There's no objection to that.
I have another question after the ADA. So no objection to ADA?
I asked and there was none.
Okay. My question is, do we want a semicolon after CFO?
CFO where?
And responsible for management activities of the foundation pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, comma, including hiring of the station managers of the five sister stations and national staff with the exception of the chief financial officer. Then you put a semicolon.
And maybe it should be a period and start a new sentence. Is that the question?
I'm wondering if you either want a semicolon after all of these different functions or including, like, the implementation of the board policies and bylaws, semicolon, and oversight of fundraising, semicolon. No. I'm wondering either, like, it seems like all these things are the same weight, including the implementation of the policies, the oversight of fundraising, develop a national programming. I'm just wondering if that should be a comma or if everything should have a semicolon after it in that sense.
Okay. Maybe my understanding of a semicolon here is it's building on the sentence when I took out the pursuant to the bylaws. Including her.
Well, it just makes it one big run-on sentence here, or maybe that's calling, screaming out for a period somewhere.
Yeah, that would be my feeling as well.
Okay. So, you put a period after CFO.
CFO because the other things are of a different nature, actually. I mean, those are, like, really key in terms and firmly based in the bylaws, right? And, so is implementation of board policies and the bylaws. Or maybe after the implementation of board policies and the bylaws. Then oversight of fundraising and all of those things are a little, they're important, but it's kind of set apart a little bit. I'm just looking for a place to stick a period. Maybe
after CFO.
I guess my understanding of using it, I'm sectioning off groups of things. That's what each semicolon is supposed to do, right?
I think there are three groups.
Right.
The first
there are three groups is by the semicolon. Mm-hmm. The first group we just fixed, right? The second group is implementation of board policies and bylaws and oversight of fundraising development in national programs, financial stability, physical integrity, and compliance with CPB, FCC rules, and regulations.
I think the three groups are, one is management activities. That's one. Number two is implementation. And number three is oversight. There's three groups: management, implementation of policies and bylaws. And the third one is oversight.
Okay, manage, right, implement, and oversight.
So I think there should be a semicolon after bylaws.
I could go with that. So another colon there.
Semicolon.
Yeah, because they're groups of activity.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? That is grammatically correct. Okay, Roman numeral 3. Okay.
You're breaking up. Yeah, we can't hear you. We can't understand you.
Okay, let me move a little closer.
Still really bad.
CPB ensures, can you hear me?
No, it's not a volume, it's breaking up. It's only fragments of your words.
Are you by your computer or something?
No, I have not moved, and I'm on my landline. Otis, are you there? Could you fix me something?
Okay, now it's a little bit better, but...
I have not moved. I'm on the landline. I can't, and I'm as close as... I have not moved.
Okay, well, just speak really loud, and maybe we can make it out. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Now say something more so we can tell whether you're okay now.
Radio outlets, creative skills, energies of the community. And that's the semicolon. Contribute to a lasting... I didn't change that. Unless someone thinks something needs to be changed there. I didn't touch that. But can we move on? Because
just keep reading.
I'm sorry?
You want me to read the rest?
Who's that?
Lydia.
Okay, go ahead.
It's helpful. Okay. So I'll just start from the beginning. There's number three. The ED ensures that the foundation operates in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion in compliance with both state and federal, in compliance both with state and federal laws, and with the mission of the foundation to operate radio outlets that encourage the creative skills and energies of the community, semicolon, contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. Gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between such groups, semicolon, promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, comma, philosophical and racial antagonism, semicolon, and employ varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, comma, comprehensive news on all matters affecting the community, period.
Okay, that's just the mission that was there, and that's. I don't think there should be any controversy.
Well, I do have a comment.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
It seems like the verb contribute should have a to in front of it. Because if you go back, it says the ED ensures that the foundation operates in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion in compliance with both state and federal laws and with the mission. So the subject here is the mission. And the mission of the foundation to operate radio outlets that encourage creative skills, to contribute to a lasting understanding, to gather and disseminate it. Because you're referring at this point to the mission. And the mission should have the same, you know, should the verbs that follow mission should match.
Okay. So you want two there? Okay, fine. I didn't change it. I just, you know.
Yeah.
So you can
well,
have
they obviously took that from the mission. It took something from the mission statement. But I think it needs to have two in front of the contribute, two in front of the gather.
I agree.
And
okay.
Two
so.
In front of the promote.
So the mission statement needs to be rewritten.
And
okay.
to employ.
Okie dokie. Go ahead.
All right.
Is there any objection to those twos? To those twos?
No, I'm good.
Is everybody else there? Everybody else is good?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Okay. Number one. I didn't change number one.
Want me to read it?
Go ahead.
number one, is responsible for fundraising, such as oversight of grant writing, major donor events, comma, direct mail campaigns, etc.
Should be a comma after direct mail campaigns.
That's correct.
I didn't hear you, Teresa. You were a little low there. What did you
say? A comma after direct mail campaigns before et cetera.
Okay.
Okay. So these aren't changes. We're just correcting the old part of the improving, improving the previous version. Okay. Number two is managing and supervising national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio stations in compliance with the objectives and policies of the board of directors and consistent with the Pacifica mission, period.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, any objections? No.
There's nothing that changed there.
I'm just saying, okay. If no changes, I'll keep going. Number three, appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor each year when elections for delegates are held, period. No objections? Okay.
There's no change.
Pardon?
There was no change. There's no objection.
I know. But on the other ones where there was no change, we found mistakes or things.
Well, correct. Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. I think that you might have not have changed it from the previous, but we may want to change it. So I think that we do need to consider these rather than to just say no change.
Okay. If someone can just speak up, there's a change, and I'll just reading. How are we doing it?
Okay. Number four. I'd like to read this because I realize this. So now I'm correct there, just so it goes faster.
Okay.
It's now selecting general managers for each station upon vacancies, candidates presented at the local station board. LSB. What it should say is selecting general managers for each sister station upon vacancy, because it says each, so it has to be vacancy, from candidates presented by the local station board, singular, rather than board, and then LSB.
All right, so that the, change was just there, the change there is to remove the S from board?
Yes, and to change that vacancy rather than vacancies, because it says each.
Okay.
Is there any objection to those two minor changes? Okay. Go ahead.
I have a point of information.
See?
This is Wesley. Point of information. And I hope the show will be with me because this, I know that, and this is my question. During general manager searches, we have a list of those duties and responsibilities of those general managers. However, in this whole script, I don't see any reference to that sort of oversight of the general managers. Is it is that considered a policy, or is it if it is, be taken up by two, right?
Yeah, it's covered by two.
Okay, thank you.
In the Roman numeral two, that was covered in definition. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, number five, selecting interim general managers in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws provision for selecting GMs. Period. In the case of emergency, comma, the ED may appoint from non-union management staff an acting GM. Well, I mean, I think it should be may appoint an acting GM from non-union management staff.
Okay. Fine. There's nothing there to be changed. I can see this.
Well, no, I made a change.
I'm sorry, Lydia. I didn't hear you. What did you say it was? Sorry.
I said the ED may appoint an acting GM from non-union management staff.
The ED may appoint from non-union.
It's an awkward. It's worded in an awkward fashion the way that it is. Instead of having acting GM at the end, it goes, the ED may appoint an acting GM.
Okay.
I don't know that I agree with that, but...
Well,
only because not everybody has a large pool of management staff, if any. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear from the smaller stations. Where does that leave you?